Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
So I'm a man of God. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at? If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at? That's why I'm not reverend, I'm not pope, I'm not bishop, I'm not deacon, I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today, the reason why it's so powerless. Now see, the thing that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how the spirit, look. See that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? Y'all good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool. Boy, I hate them things, bro. I hate them things, bro. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one that is in a minute. We'll get some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, Spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it?
I'm.
You ain't what?
I'm the ruler of the universe.
You're the ruler of the universe. Which one?
I'm good.
You rule everything. Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now. All right, Sister Linda. You all right? Okay. You just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. Now I tell you, boy, did you bring the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. I get them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, whoops. Flew down here from New York. I don't blame him, I would too. Myself and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to catch this Cassie things out. Amen. Now, it's already in this close and stuff, some generational curses, right?
All right.
All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, ruler of the universe. Here we go again. All right, that was the ruler of the universe. Here we go again, huh? All right, greetings, each and every last one of you. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, and mighty. Overcoming name, awesome, coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. This is Pastor Dowell. I want to start off tonight by saying, first of all, I need to make sure my boom mic is on. I want to start off by saying I had a wonderful feast of the Most High Yah. I enjoyed myself immensely with you, the saints of the Most High Yah. I really, really, truly did. It was just a beautiful time. Glad that the Father did a lot of movements. He showed us all that He is alive and well, as expected, and that He still rules over Satan's kingdom. Also, I learned a lot at this particular feast, and I want you to listen to me real close. The one reason why that we are doing what is called this community is because I listened to the words of the Messiah. I heard what He said. I watched what the apostles did through reading the word, the practical application, because what they were going to do was implement what the Messiah said. So you read in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4 exactly what the early assembly did. Here we are some almost 2,000 years later, out of His birth straightway. That's why we do community. The one thing I've learned about living on a community is that we are a lot different than people who live together in homesteads. We're a lot different than those who live out in the world. We are truly, truly set apart. We are set apart in mind. We are set apart in dedication. We are set apart in body. And on the community, we really, truly are a family. I'm saying that not to disparage anyone or discourage anyone, but there is just a difference in character, nature, spirit, attitude of those of us who live on a physical community. Even though you hear me get on us, I get on us because too much is given, much is required. There is just a big difference of holiness, sanctification, set-apartness, and obedience than the people who do not live on a community.
That's not to say that you cannot be set apart, because Sister Carol and I did it. We chose, before we even moved on a community, to be different from the world and not like the world. And we were doing it and being very successful at it as well. It's going to be an uphill battle and climb for many of you. Because some of you, you have it in your heart and know what you need to do because you truly want to get close to the Father. There are some of you that live in homesteads, some of you that live or have a dream and ambition, or at least you put forth like you have a dream and ambition. I remember some years ago I had a sister come up to me and ask me, and by the way, that was Ashley's mama, Cindy Bridwell. Do you want me to sell my house? I told her no, because I knew what was in her heart. That it, she, first of all, number one, she wasn't going to do it. She's the type of person that had the attitude that she was going to grandstand and act like that she was with us, when in truth she really wasn't with us. Do you know how I know that? Because she would still wear pants. She was still would not cover her head. She still had her own things that she had to do to dial to herself. And if you can't dial to yourself, there's no way you're going to forsake all in order to follow him. That is the truth. So a lot of times people deceive themselves thinking that we don't know. And we know a lot. I hope that through the experience of you watching the ministry of Yahshua, Jesus Christ, literally jump off the pages and really manifest itself here in the physical. I'm hoping that you all would went back home with a mind made up, very serious, about going forward in the Most High Yah. It should have proved to you that Yahweh is real. Also, we have a meeting in November, and those people up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin are so terrified that they're talking about getting the private security guards and everything else, because we have an inside person on inside of those pastoral meetings they're having. They're so terrified of the truth coming to Green Bay that this fear is doing something else. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to enlist my own security team. I'm going to get me a couple of professionals that we're going to hire to show that these people who literally raped, robbed, murdered, lynched our people. It's a bizarre behavior how you try to flip the script and turn it around when you are afraid of the truth. Literally afraid of the truth. It's a sad, sad situation, a sad thing, but at least one thing I found out. People are starting to read their Bibles up in that area. And I keep saying, there's an unthawing going on up there, because we are literally attacking Satan's seat and his false religious system. We're bringing the battle to the gates, hoping to have a nice, peaceable debate up there. I've asked Brother Kabir to make sure to see if he can find a venue that is neutral, that we can pay for, that we don't have to worry about a bunch of shenanigans and them making last-minute rules and regulations to try to derail or deter this debate from going forward, because you know how the devil is. You know how the devil is. They're already plotting and planning. Isn't it amazing how bizarre people act if they're so confident in what they believe in and if they're so confident in the truth they think they represent? Why be afraid of Pastor Dow and what I have to say? Fear is a convenient spirit to hide behind, isn't it? Isn't it amazing? Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amazing, isn't it? Is it not utterly amazing how people try to flip the script? Huh, amazing. Yep, many of you have a lot to learn, a whole lot to learn. Like I said, I've seen about three or four families that in spirit, they are ready to move on the community. They have a lot of loose ends and everything they need to tie up, but they are ready. Their heart is ready. Their mind is ready. Their soul is ready. They are literally ready. By the way, Brother Robert and Sister Deidre up there staying with Joe and Kelly, I want y'all to leave me a phone number. I thought I had it. Leave me a contact number. Call the dining hall either tonight or in the morning. Give me a contact number that I can contact and speak to both of you. Hallelujah. Yah is really good. He's really, really, truly good. For the last three or four days, I have been sleeping between 7 and 9 hours. And those of you who know, you know I don't do that. I did that because I have never in all my life been so physically exhausted. And I've done a lot of stuff in my life as I have been at this last Feast of Tabernacles. Really. Let me say this again. We got Passover coming up at the end of this dead season, and this is how we're going to do this going forward. If you're planning on coming to this meeting at the Feast of Passover, Unleavened Bread next year, when we give the call out, you call the dining hall. If you're on a community, you call the dining hall. If you're on a homestead, you call the dining hall. If you're just an individual family, call the dining hall and let Elder Doug and them know that you have intentions on coming. I am literally going to screen every single individual person, and I'm going to be the one to give the yay or the nay who comes to this land. I am no more or no longer going to trust the discernment of everybody out there who says that they have discernment and think that they know people. Looks like this, what, the live feed got cut again? Encoder's conflicting, huh? Does it do that during service or just blog talk?
It does during service, usually once.
Ah, okay. I'm going to get with Jason and Ford and find out what's going on with the encoder. Let me say this. Also, once we know that the live feed is cut back on again, hallelujah. Yeah, well, bro, Scott just got finished resetting the online encoder there. The encoder has been freezing up every once in a while. All right, let me say this. We had a situation to where we had to put two brothers off the land. And I had a meeting, and I had already went through all the assessments and a judgment. I want y'all to listen to me. Pastors, elders, preachers, teachers, especially you. You listen to me good. Pastor Dow's been living this thing a whole lot closer to 30 years than I have 20 years. I said living this thing. And when I make a judgment on something, that judgment is final. There's no need for you to try to come up and intrigue me and try to tell me what we need to do and all that, because I'm really, truly not hearing you. I'm watching your youth. I'm watching exactly where you're at in the law or what you comprehend and understand. So I made a judgment that no, a certain brother ain't coming back here. And he ain't coming back here. He just simply ain't coming back here. Nothing personal. He just ain't coming back here. And of course, there was entreatment to get him to come back, and then something happened, and then next thing you know, I want y'all to understand, most of you don't really get something until it personally happens to your family or if it's in your own backyard. then all of a sudden we realize that Pastor Dahl is right. Y'all, all of you, you got a lot to learn. I'm here to teach you. I'm heading north of 50 years old now. And I've got a lot to pour into to those who want the truth to be poured into. I have a lot I've got to do before my time is up on this earth. A lot that needs to be accomplished. I have got to have people whose mindset was 100% faithful and not contentious, so that we can set something up for the generation that's coming behind you all that I won't know, but they'll know you. And then you can tell them the stories. We've got a lot to do because the way that this world is going, and I was speaking to the brethren here on the land today, and I was speaking to people and I was telling them that, can't we see that this world is waxing gross? Can't we see that things are going from bad to worse? Right before our very eyes, we're watching Bill Cosby get a political and a lynching from this system, and we watch Catholic priests who are rapists go free, who rape little boys, altar boys, and you don't see the news media crying out against them, crawling for their heads. You don't see the government or FBI investigating them. You don't see it. It's just a double standard. Satan owns the government of this world. Looks like today that the police officer that shot and killed Laquan McDonald actually had a verdict guilty of second-degree murder. And the verdict also says 16 counts of aggravated assault by firearm for each round fired. It is actually the first justice verdict for the abuses and murders by police in America. Now, that ain't nothing. If we get about 5 to 10 more of these verdicts, that'll stop all these damn police officers from shooting the crap out of people and killing them and sending them off into eternity, putting people asleep. Think about this for a second. Those of you who know me, Pastor Dow, I speak the truth, I preach the truth, and I live the truth. And for that, there are people out there in this world that hate me for it. And you know who the majority of people that hate me for it? All the people who are religious, just like the scribes and Pharisees, religious people. There's going to be a lot of changes, like I said. A lot of people think when I say changes, think it's going to be something immediately. No, those changes are coming all the way across the board. All the way across the board. Because we have some serious-minded people coming to this ministry that love the Most High Yah, that fear Him, and those of us who are serious-minded, we got to make sure that those souls get to glory. That's just the truth. I'm still physically exhausted. If you put me on a scale from empty to full, right now I'm just about getting ready to touch a quarter of a tank. I did so much talking to people, so much counsel. I did baptism 4 different times. Fellowshipping with the brethren night after night. More counsel, more directing, preached all the major services during the feast. Did a lot of praying and commanding, laying on of hands, and mass deliverance. And man, I tell you, the pool is great. But I thank Jesus. I lift Him up. I lift Him up because He draws all men unto Him when He's lifted up, and He points men to the Father. I thank Him for being faithful. I thank Him for bringing us up another level spiritually. We had another in prophesying and interpretation of tongues. We had a lot of spiritual gifts manifested. A lot of divine healing and miracles took place. When are you going to all figure it out that we are the true people of the book? Now, also I had a brother Alden from Miami who said that he's no longer following the straight way. Mind you, he didn't come to the feast. Let me see if I can find what he said. I told Elder Doug, I said, well, tell him, at least be man enough to tell me what's going on. I want y'all to see what happens to people when they live so far away and then they turn around and all of a sudden make a choice and decision, say they're no longer going to follow the ministry. All right, watch this. Thought I did a video from it. So Brother Alden in Miami is no longer with the ministry. And that's fine. That's fine. People have been coming and going for years. But I want you to hear what's going on. He asserts and he says, Shalom, Elder, there's a lot that happens that I can live with, okay, and I wonder how did he know what is a lot that happens since he's in Miami and we may see him once a year or once every other year. I mean, he's just, you know, it's not a family that's really, truly close and involved. Let me give you an example. A brother Daniel Muir and brother Patrick, they live up there in Indiana, I think it is. And they have been a part of the ministry maybe close to a year. And that family has been more involved in this ministry than this brother that I'm talking about. In other words, I don't want y'all to think that this is a brother that is highly involved in the ministry. We know him the way that we know the people who have only been here less than a year. I mean, these people, Daniel, I can't tell you how many times he's been here. What, 3, 4, 5 times in 1 year? Him and his family? Brother Patrick, same thing? And so this is what happens when you get these long-distance people out there, okay? He said, there's a lot that happens that I can't live with. I can't. At the end of the day, if people feel a certain way about me because of points of views I have or things that I have to say, that's fine. Heck, if I get it treated differently because of people I might talk to once in a blue moon, I can live with that as well. I'm not blind. I can discern these things. Okay, let's see what these things are. He says he's not blind. He can discern these things. Here we go. And mind you, I think his ethnicity is he's either a Cuban, a Mexican, or a Puerto Rican. I don't know which one he is. He's one of the three. He says, there are these three that really pushed me over the edge that I had to tell myself I can't keep lying to myself, all right? And this is it. This is the first allegation. Number one, let's see if these are valid. Was when Pastor said, don't trust no white people unless they are in this ministry. That one was on the patron $100 level. Truthfully, I think the mentality should be trust no one. It should always be earned. Okay, now that is a personal opinion. Let me say this to everybody out there so you can hear. He's 100% right. I don't trust not one white person outside of the ministry that we don't know, not a one. I don't trust them as far as we can see them. I have no love for them. Neither do I have any hate for them unless they do something to me. I don't trust none of them. Let me go even further. I don't even trust any black people outside of the ministry. It ain't nothing personal. It's just that I don't know them. I have no love for them. I have no hate for them. Let me keep going. I don't trust no Puerto Rican. I don't trust no Mexican. I do not trust a Cuban, a Japanese, a Chinese, a Philippines, a Canadian, a Hawaiian, a Russian, a German, an African. I think you get what I'm saying. Anybody who is outside of the kingdom of Yah, I do not trust. So what y'all doing, y'all hearing this straight from the horse's mouth. If you are a child of the king, it's not even have to do with a trust issue because trust is earned. I accept you as my brother and sister. Hallelujah. So you can see that these little assertions right here, these weak assertions, are totally invalid. This comes from an offended spirit. If everybody got what I said, if you understand what I said, type in something in the chat room, one way or another, or give a comment. I got to reconnect there. If you understand exactly what I'm saying, see, this is what people do. They leave the ministry because they're offended in some kind of way, and I still haven't seen any of these people ever show us how to do this thing. I've never seen anybody teach us how to do this thing, but boy, I tell you, man, people sure do have a lot of things that they levy against us. Well, I can't get the chat room open in here. It's off the chain. It's off the chain. And you do well to follow my philosophy. I hope we got that out of the way. Number two, when he talked down on one of the prophets, I believe it was Elijah, because he was scared of a woman. Now, I know my words very carefully. Nobody has ever heard me talking down any of the ancient prophets of Israel. Why would I do that? They're my brothers. I've always said, I ain't running from no woman just because Elijah did. You understand? I also understand what Elijah was up against too. A whole entire nation, a whole entire army. So you see, I want y'all to see, these are these weak things that people leave the ministry for. You see how weak this argument is? It's disgusting what it is. And then number three, the constant bombardment on race politics, it's not to say if what is being said is true or false, but it's the same strategy the black Hebrew Israelites use, except with, and I don't know what I said anyway, whatever. What I do is I speak and I always tell the truth, the uncomfortable truth of things that people don't want to hear. You know, in this world, there are a lot of things that are better off not said because everybody already really knows. Just don't say them. You know, everybody know it, but don't say it. You know it's true, but don't say it. Keep it under the radar of perception so that a lot of people don't pick up on it. No, I told you, I talk about everything. I'm not like these coward preachers out there that try to keep things from the people of Yah. I talk about everything. Bro Scott, see if you can come back here and get this chat room working, man. I can't get it going. I don't know what's going on. It says log in. I log in. Please enter username. What's the username? Man, maybe he can do it. But anyway, so you see, no telling what people have festering in them that they cause offense. You see the reason why I say that a lot of people, there's no way that you could be on a community? Because with that type, see it right there, with that type of low-based, low-minded accusations or whatever you want to call it, well, you open up another one? Refresh it. Oh, refresh? Where? What'd you hit?
Refresh right there.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. I can't see everything else. Anyway, I think that most of you understand exactly. Now, this is nothing personally against Alden in Miami. He's no longer part of ministry. I wanted to make sure that all you know, just like Jose is no longer part of the ministry. They came and they went. You know how many people come and go in the kingdom? All the time. I just wonder if all of us could follow their example of holiness and lifestyle. That's what I want to know. Hey, brother saying, Brother Ugly say he's trying to enter the calling queue to come in. Well, what it is, Brother Ugly, you have to actually, when you hear the automated voice, they don't know why they don't do it no more. You have to press number one, to actually enter into the caller queue. Why they stopped that, I have no idea, but that's what they done. Hallelujah. It's their system, so they'll do it. So there you are, right there. So the first call of the night, we'll go ahead and take a few calls before I go check the board, is from Canada, Brother Ugly. This is Pastor Dowell. You are on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Ugly?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, my pastor. Can you hear me okay?
You're coming in loud and clear, my brother, loud and clear.
Hallelujah. Had to resort to Skype to be able to get in, but that's besides the point. I just want to call in quickly, Pastor. I'm sure many saints want to call in. Just want to thank you. What a wonderful feast we had. Just everyone contributed, you for opening your doors to us once again, and all the sisters who labored to serve us and feed us morning to night and keep the cooler box. Just everyone who helped on the land, the brothers who helped with the concrete pour, just everybody that made the feast run smoothly so we could all have a good time. And of course, the Most High for inviting us and bringing His power upon us. I'm just so thankful. So thankful I was there. And I thank everybody for making the feast so wonderful for all of us. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome, my brother. I appreciate your labor of love and everything you've done. You got anything else?
No, that's it, Pastor. I just encourage the saints, go to the Straightway News channel. I've been editing and uploading videos all week for the saints to enjoy of all the worship and praise and everything I was able to do on the land during the week, including the interview with yourself. So go check it out. Thank you for the videos. They're there for you, for those who weren't able to come so you can feel like you were there, and for those who were there so you could relive the beautiful moments that we shared there. So Shabbat Shalom, Israel. I love you all. It was so good to see you all and meet the new saints and see the old brethren, and I can't wait to be back. Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. You know, Brother Ugly has Straightway News. You ought to go over and check it out. It's called Straightway News. And he keeps us in breath and informed. I'm going to go and check out those videos because I've been waiting to see the videos that people have uploaded. Hallelujah. All right. Missouri, 816, Pastor Corey. Pastor Corey, 816, this is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you, Pastor Corey.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. I can help you.
All right, how you feeling, Pastor? How you feeling?
I am almost at a quarter of a tank. I'm almost at a quarter of a tank. I was so running on fumes that it's taking me this long to at least get up to a quarter of a tank.
Ooh-wee. I understand, Pastor. You know, I'm going to tell you this. You know, I really, really, really have enjoyed this feast. I learned a lot. And, you know, you're talking about growing in the strength of Yah. You know, this was one that I truly desired. You know, because to cap it off, when we got home, Pastor, we had a war with my son, Zachary Israel Phillips, from 7 a.m. to about 11. We warred, and it was amazing what Satan was trying to do. It seemed like he was trying to take my seed from my hand.
Man.
But you're talking about standing on that word, that healing is the children's bread, and the father unctioning every word out my mouth, and watching my son go lifeless, breathless, and to see the Most High show up and finally bring him through. And he got up like nothing ever happened. To see it when it started, to watch looks in my children's eyes, man, fear came over the room. And I just didn't break because I believe the things that God preached. I believe the things that I was looking for when I told you I was looking for this ministry. I believe when you said that you, a person in the back of that congregation, in the back of that assembly, was dead and they were brought back, I stand on it. I stand on what we're doing in this ministry. And I'm going to continue to stand on it. And guess what? There go the fruit. My son running around right now.
How's he been ever since that episode?
He's been good. Like nothing happened.
Wow. I tell you, what a blessing.
You had to be. Pastor, you had to believe. You had to be in there to see it. Sister Jasmine was in there. Deacon was in there. So, and my children, my wife, they would tell you that death was trying to enter into that place.
I believe you me, I believe the report. I believe the report.
This is the wild thing. My sister-in-law, my brother in Arizona, they saw the video. When I talked to her today, she said she had a dream that the Maury had died, but she said she started rebuking it and casting it down. My wife's mother had a dream that something happened to one of my sons.
Mm.
See, Satan was trying to stir something up, but Pastor, when I saw Zachary stand up, he said, "Daddy, bed." That's what he normally say for me to get him out of his bed. He said it twice, and all of a sudden he froze like he was just standing there in a spot frozen with ice. Once I picked him up, he started jerking. And I knew he was in a spiritual war, Pastor.
Yeah, that's a battle. That's a spirit
spitting up
right
all
there.
Over me. Yeah, he started spitting up all over me. Then his body got real stiff. Then he went limp. He went green. Wouldn't open his mouth, wouldn't say nothing. And we were doing that from 7 a.m. to about 11.
Wow.
And I watched y'all for a good pass. I didn't move off my spot. I didn't move off my spot. All them people that got a touch, all them people that got healed, that baby, and Brother Mike and Sister Javina Stymie, you think y'all ain't coming? He coming.
Hallelujah.
We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, Pastor. Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't care who stayed, who quit, who started up. We're going to keep on in the Messiah, Jesus, Yahshua, HaMashiach. Israel, be blessed. Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom. Let me tell y'all something. Israel, Pastor's right. We are going to charge even harder. You know, I thought about the teachings. Have y'all actually went over the teachings, or did y'all let them slip? Have y'all actually went over the teachings that I taught all this summer? I mean, man, but whatever the Most High is doing, I think he's getting us ready for the persecution to come and the great tribulation. I really truly believe that. And I also like to say this. All of you that contribute to the ministry by way of PayPal, letters, the foundation, I see and I receive every single one of them. I do. I see your names, your gifts, your offerings, your letter of support. I thank each and every last one of you. I really truly, truly do, because we're doing all that we can here at Straightway to not only be a beacon, an example, and a light post for everybody in the world, not only in the world, but in the ministry. But we're trying to make sure that we're doing things the right way. We really, truly are. The Father is blessing. He's blessing you. He's blessing us. I need for y'all to continue to keep praying for me, praying for Straightway, the hub here in Tennessee, because it is not easy here, because we are constantly under spiritual attack, because we're the head. And what does Satan always try to do? Try to go after the head. So y'all continually keep lifting me up, lifting up the saints here at Straightway. The enemy is always seeking to try to enter in some kind of way, but we ain't going to let him get in. We're going to keep the power of y'all. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Call number 717-717, Brother Zach. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Zach.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, my brother from another mother. How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well, heavily favored by the Most High. Yeah. I had two things, but when you were talking about Green Bay, it threw an idea in my head. If they're so intimidated by you going up there, you know, maybe just send Brother Lies up there to give him an ass kicking. I don't know.
Yeah, Elias, I already asked Elias. He declined. He says, nah, that's for y'all old people.
Oh, man. I can just see their faces, though. Brother Elias is up there, and they'd, oh, what's this, you know, what's this young man going to do? And he'd serve them up. He'd serve
you
them
know
up
what
like
it,
they wouldn't even imagine.
Well, you know what it is, Brother Zach. The gig is up. Their lies that's been flourishing all these centuries, it's over with. It's done for. The Most High God told us that he is going to raise up a spirit in these last days, a spirit of truth that was going to knock out all these lies, and it was going to open up the eyes of the blind, open up the eyes of those who have been deceived. And if you anybody out there is in the religion of Christianity, you are greatly deceived. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. No, like I as I said back in August, when you tell them that you came out of a Christian church, I mean, what are they going to say? You know, they're not going to be able to answer that. You know,
no.
You already know because you've already been there.
Yeah, I know that doctrine better than they do. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for your messages the past 2 weeks. Your message on the Day of Atonement really, really hit home, and I'm so glad that you preached on that, and it really opened my eyes. And so I'm very thankful and gave the Father so much praise on that day. And your message there, like I said, was really, really, really eye-opening, and I want to thank you so much for that, and it's going to make me re-examine some things in my own life. I did have a question, Pastor. I know there was a lot of, and if you addressed this before and I missed it or forgot about it, you know, forgive me, but I know there's a lot of ancient cultures that had a rite of passage for young men. You know, the Native Americans, they did their peyote, they went out in the wilderness. You know, the ancient Greeks, they had to do, you know, their thing where they go out into the wilderness as well. Was there like a, and I know you're an expert on Hebrew, ancient Hebrew culture. Was there any particular like rite of passage that young Hebrew men did, or was being filled with the Ruach, was that their rite of passage?
No, the rite of passage is it's always choosing you this day whom you gonna serve. Choosing you this day whom you gonna serve. You know, a lot of people say they make a choice and decision, but they never really truly do. You see, when you make a decision to follow the Most High Yah, it's more than just mental assent. There must be action behind your words. And most people, they have a lot of words, but no action. It's what Joshua said, choose you this day whom you gonna serve. And it has to be a very serious, conscious choice and decision, because from that day forward, if you choose to serve Yahweh, your life as you know it is over. And see, and that's the hypocrisy of living in this time, in this world, in society today. Let me see. The Most High Yah can divest himself of all power, strength, and might, come down, clothe himself in a veil of flesh, walk this earth, give up everything, all splendor, all glory, all riches, all honor, walk before us as man, clothed in sinful flesh, even though he didn't sin himself, sacrifice himself, didn't even testify to say that he didn't come to do his will, but the will of the Father that sent him. So he did all that so you could have your will. He did all that so you could have your life. He did all that so you can do whatever you want to do and live the way you want to live and without sacrifice. Not so. See, that's the deception and the blindness of this day and hour. But he did make a promise that if you would give up your life, you would forsake your life, that there would be something that would follow you when you know you really, truly have done it. The Messiah spoke about it himself. The apostles talked about it. And matter of fact, they even went a little bit further. They said, not only come out of her, but separate. You be separate. And this is what too many people who's claiming to follow in the real, true Most High, who are not doing. So it's our rite of passage is being dead to ourselves but alive unto Christ.
Yes, sir. Yep. Well, just got to keep going after the cookie jar. If you remember that, from a few months ago when you gave that analogy.
Yeah.
If you follow what I'm saying. Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your answer. I accept that, and I'll free up the air. Shabbat shalom. Love you, Pastor, and bless you in straightway.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Minnesota 612-612. Brother Gene, this is Pastor Dow. You know, straight with you, the radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Gene.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, brother Bud.
I'll just ask my question, and then I'll listen on air. So it's my understanding that you kind of get ready for Shabbat 6 days out of the week. I mean, it starts after Shabbat, getting ready for the next Shabbat. Just kind of your attitude, getting ready, getting prepared. Am I right or wrong on that? And then the second question is, other than Shabbat and the word seventh day, what are some other words that might be associated with Shabbat, with Sabbath, that I need to look up?
That's about it. But we actually start preparing for the Shabbat on the preparation day or the day before. That's when we prepare for the Shabbat, because the Most High Yah gives us 6 days to labor and to do all our work. But the seventh day, the Sabbath, is the Sabbath of Yahweh our Elohim. So he has a preparation day that we prepare ourselves entering into the Sabbath, because not only is it a rest, it's a commanded feast as well. Hallelujah. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I was just being patient, make sure that nothing else was said. I didn't want to miss anything. Thank you so much, brother. I love you so much. Shabbat shalom, and you have a blessed rest.
All right. Bless you, brother Gene. Love you, too. Shabbat shalom. So, New York, brother Steve, calling number 347-347. It's Pastor Dow. You're going to serve with you the radio broadcast. I can help, brother Steve.
Shalom, shalom, my shepherd, shalom. Bless you.
Bless you, brother Steve. Shalom, shalom. How can I help you?
Hallelujah. Nothing much. I'm just calling in to let you know how blessed of an opportunity it was to fellowship with the saints once again during the feast, and to be even allowed to have such a great time at Yahweh's feast on the land with you guys. Everybody's home safely, as I told you. I just wanted to say thank you to Straightway for once again opening your gates, your homes, to accommodate all the saints in New York, PA, and allowing us to have such a wonderful time for that time that we had on the land. It's always memorable. And every feast outdoes the next feast. So I'm always looking forward to the next feast come, and we know how the dead season is. So we'll be in the trenches digging in and preparing for Yahweh's feast to come again.
Hallelujah. All right, my brothers, it's an honor to see you again and all the saints.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hold on. Brother Mike wanted to say something to you real quick. Hold on 1 second, Pastor.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Brother Mike. Oh, yeah, by the way, package secure.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you got it, sir. Thank you. Echoing Brother Steve, thank you for having us at there for the feast. It was a blessing. I learned a lot. It's really been helping me grow and really learning to wake up in the morning and really pray and speak positive things and being in the Word to really get the Father to keep me focused and shutting the door when Satan comes and tries to bring sin to the door. Thank you for all you have done, and I'm just blessed to still be in the way and still be in this walk, and I look forward to the next 6 months and preparing myself for Passover, sir.
Hallelujah. All right, my brother. Bless you, Brother Mike.
Bless you, sir. I think Brother Nick's here, too. He wants to say shalom, too, sir.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Nick. Bless you, my brother. Good to see you.
Yes, it was a pleasure to see all of you, my family, in Tabernacle. I just wanted to say, thank you for opening your doors and allowing us to, you know, partake in your feast, this tabernacles, seeing all the videos of the festivities, it just gets me sad every time because we had to leave early. But I'm y'all willing, we'll be back, and hopefully we can stay for the whole feast. So I'm just going to continue to prepare my heart, you know, so that we can be accepted to y'all's feast at Passover.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King, my brother. Stay the course.
Yes, sir. We'll do. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. You know that a lot of you out there, you all make my enemies mad as hell. You do, Israel. You inflame and you enrage my enemies. They're mad and upset because you buy me sunglasses given to me for an offering. You buy me Under Armour pants, Under Armour shirts. I just had Brother Mike today send me an authentic NFL Dallas Cowboy throwback jersey. And that thing in itself was about $400. Y'all send me shirts. Somebody sent me a Ranger shirt today. First thing I did was ask Brother Gideon, did he? He said, nope, wasn't him. It was anonymous. And y'all send me hats. And in other words, man, y'all be taking care of the old man. And they are just mad and upset. Oh, well, let them get mad and upset. I sure do appreciate the blessings. Hallelujah. All right, where we at? Let's go to Texas, call number 210. 210 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. I can help you in Texas.
Yes, sir, Pastor Dow. Shalom. Can you hear me?
I got you, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing? My question is, I'm new to the faith, and I got in contact with Pastor Greg, and we were talking, and my question is, since I'm coming into the faith, you know how you read, and it says, we are supposed to be set apart. And how would I do that if, you know, I have a mortgage, I have a car payment, and I'm on, you know, child support? That's my question. But I'm serious about the faith.
What you have to do is the same thing that I did when I first came into the faith, is get out of debt. It took me 3 years, I think, 3 years to get out of debt. And that's what I did, is I worked my rear end off to get out of debt so that I wouldn't bring any burden into Israel because I knew what was set before me. So while you're fellowshipping and while you're growing in grace and growing in knowledge, work on getting yourself free from the snare of the enemy. You follow me? Have a three to five year plan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Oh, no, sir. Thank you. It's a pleasure. And Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bless you. Let's go to Texas again. 310-310 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Texas?
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Brother Vincent and Sister Rosa.
Hey, bless you, my brother. Bless you. Good hearing your voice.
Yes, sir. Our first time to the land, and I've got no words. I had this whole thing, you know, secure it up, right, honey? We was like, oh, we're going to say so much. But go ahead, honey.
It was a beautiful experience. We didn't want to leave. Our children didn't want to leave.
Yes, sir. Everything you said, Pastor, everything everyone said, everything Brother Greg said, and more. It was better than we expected.
Well, hallelujah. How's the little boy doing?
Thank you. That was the other thing. He's doing wonderful. Man, what a testimony. I don't know if you got a chance to see my, I think on one of the videos, I think it was you and Sister Carol, Mother Carol, you were walking to the, talking about the tabernacles. You're walking to the dining hall, and I had posted a comment about that, about how if you want to see how Pastor Dow really is, and I was just shooting you a shout out and telling you that he was fine. That everything that Elder Mitchell, brother Was it?
Grandma Barb.
Yeah, Grandma Barb, Sister Vicky. So many people just crowded us with love. And first of all, Elder Mitchell, he prayed. The blood was flowing, and it stopped. I'm a witness to that. So the miracles are real in Israel in straightway. The miracles are real. I don't need to tell you that, but if somebody listening, the miracles are real. I saw firsthand my first trip there. I saw Holy Ghost for real. For the first time, I didn't get the Holy Ghost. I was striving for it, but I understand what y'all are talking about. When you walk in the commandments and you truly want to serve Yah, he does the rest. This thing is so simple. That's what I learned this week. This thing is so dang simple.
Hallelujah. Man, y'all experienced a lot, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And the rain didn't stop.
No. No, it didn't.
Well, tell the people about what you saw. You
okay.
On Rose.
Well, go ahead, Rose. During the week when we had the feast, remember we saw the music? And
well, when we first arrived, we didn't do anything. All the brothers set up the tent for us. I mean,
that was awesome.
We would never have had that happen in Christianity.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
They probably wouldn't have helped us get our bags down. But, I mean, Israel is really what they say they are. They're a family. They're a tribe. And it can't get any better than that. I will drop my natural family any day.
For an Israelite. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I understand.
Yes, sir. And then I remember when I first saw you, when I was in line for the dinner, the first thing you did was tell me to come over and give you a huge hug. So that was amazing.
Yeah.
So have you seen... Go ahead, Brother Benson.
Basically, when we first see you, you know, I already knew, but even we had our doubts. About 3 months ago when we first saw you, when we were getting convicted in terms of, oh, man, you know, he's a little hard, but this and that. Man, that died down so quick after we went to Brother Greg. But for other people, when we saw you, it wasn't even non-existent. We never saw you as a, quote-unquote, prideful man. But you understand what I'm saying? That first, you know, prick in your heart when Yah leads us to you, we don't understand we're being convicted by something. And then... we love the rebuke now. When I get rebuked, oh, man, bring it, because I know I'm growing. It's when I was hiding that I hated it. Now I love it. I get it. Rebuke me. Please tell me how to grow.
That's because you understand and you comprehend now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
This was your first time on the land, you and Rosa. And
yes, sir.
So everything that I talk about, am I exaggerating? Am I lying about what we do or what the land is about?
Not one bit, Pastor. Not one bit.
The power of the Most High Yah is really, truly with us, is it not?
Yes, sir. I saw that firsthand. Yes, sir.
I'm so happy to see both of you, see your children. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing. Y'all stay connected,
yes,
and keep watching, keep listening, keep growing, okay?
Oh, we'll see you at Passover. I got, real quick, there's a couple of things I wanted to share with you as a further testimony. Is that okay, Pastor?
Go ahead.
Okay, when I got back, not only were we exhausted, we had an 18-hour drive, you know, long drive. I went to get water at the water store. We're exhausted. I'm walking in there. I'm coming out. And this woman, two of them actually, noticed something on me, and I guess it was the Ruach, and again, I didn't get the evidence of speaking in tongues, but I know I changed this week. And she said, Manny, yeah. I turned around with tears in my eyes. I said, is he talking to me? I said, Manny, yeah. I said, wait, I've never been called that before. I turned around, Manny, yeah, and I said, excuse me, yes, ma'am. And she said, there is blessing in the pressing. She couldn't know I was pressing for the Holy Ghost. She could not have known that. And the second woman said to me, what'd she say to me? Oh, David, all week, I said, you know, I would love to have a heart like David. And he was a man after Yah's own heart. This woman, Pastor, she don't know me from nothing. I just walked in the store. You need to continue to press and get the blessing like this woman. And then she said, you got to keep striving to be a man after Yah's own heart. Pastor, she couldn't have known that. She wasn't with us this week. So that kind of stuff has been happening constantly. And I had to share that. And this morning, go ahead.
This morning, my husband gave that scripture, quoting Joshua to our children this morning.
Oh, Joshua 24.
About choose you this day who you will serve.
Hallelujah.
And you just finished saying that.
Yes, sir.
And we just kind of looked at each other like, wow, you just talked about
it. Yes, sir. It's been happening a lot, Pastor.
Glory to the King.
Glory to the King.
Welcome to the family.
Hallelujah. We'll be in touch, and we will see you at Passover, y'all willing.
All right, my brother. Y'all be encouraged. Bless y'all. Hug the children for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, Marco Polo. Can we get on Marco Polo? Is that something that we ask you, Pastor?
Yeah, get on Marco Polo and brother, I think it's
yes,
brother
sir.
Samuel. He's a moderator up there, and he'll accept you in and Sons of Jacob, and then you're ready to roll.
I look forward to getting rebuked. Hallelujah.
Sons of Jacob.
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, let's go to Tennessee 423. 423, Brother Joseph. It's Pastor Dow, you know, Sherry Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Yes, Shalom, Pastor.
Bless you, Brother Joseph. Good to see you, my brother.
Yes, sir. It was awesome, man. We've been talking about it all since we left Tabernacles, man. You already know we didn't want to leave, really.
Oh, yeah.
And crazy was one of the brothers was telling me about, you know, you really feel the difference after you leave straightway for you being there that long for that week period of time. Man, you actually feel the difference, man, for being the straightway and being around the brethren. And, you know, I was telling one of the guys that stayed with me, man, it was different because I was like, why can't the world be like this? You walking down the road and somebody's being prayed for. You seeing miracles, like, constantly. I mean, I was sold out on the faith, but this just confirmed my faith that I'm in the right place, and it's just been a blessing. All the conversations we had after, like, not only in the teachers, but the conversations when you and Pastor Corey was just chopping up with the brothers, fellowshipping, it really edified me, man. It really lit a fire under me. I mean, I already told my child, I was like, yeah, things is going to change, like, a lot as far as me running my household. I was telling her about things that a lot of things going to change with me, how I react, you know, not being soft, you know, being sorry, man, like being the man that Yada, he called me to be so that she can be able to submit, that she has no worries about submitting. So, you know, it's been a blessing, man, all around.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Oh, and we definitely, I'm pushing for it. Right now I'm looking for a little cheaper house so I can stack money more. So we're definitely looking forward to trying to get ourselves out of debt, get to the land more so we can glean off of the saints more. You know, that's what a life is at, and we're trying to emulate that lifestyle, definitely.
Hallelujah, my brother. All right, you stay connected, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love you, Pastor.
Love you, too. Shalom. Let's go to Florida. Call the number 904-904. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor Dowell. This is Brother Jeff calling from Orlando, Florida.
Brother Jeff?
Yes, calling from Orlando, Florida. Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, how can I help you?
I'm doing good, my brother. Yes, sir, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I got you loud and clear now. Whatever you did, you sound real good now.
Yes, sir, yeah, I had you on Bluetooth. My fault. Yes, Pastor Dow. I want to tell you, what's your take on the nominee of Brett Kavanaugh? Because it seems to me that all these protesters out here, they try to stop this confirmation in situations. It seems to me that the God that they praise, it seems to me is like, that's who they look up to. So I want to know what's your take on Brett Kavanaugh confirmation? Because it seems to me like once you get into the Supreme Court, it seems to me like he controls America's life. If you understand what I'm saying, Pastor Dow.
Well, what's going on? The reason why the liberals and the false conservatives and everybody is raising hell about this is because he is a conservative. And
right.
In other words, yeah, he's not with the agenda of a lot of this stuff like homosexuality, transgenderism, and all this old other junk and garbage like that, and, you know, killing babies and carrying on and stuff like that. So they're raising hell. They're raising sand for this nomination right here. But not only that, if something ever happens to Trump got an ace in a hole. He's got an ace in a hole with this judge right here that would be voting for him because, you know, it's really unprecedented. Because you think about this, Trump may be able to nominate two people to the Supreme Court, which would be something else. And they want to try to flip it they don't want the Supreme Court to be totally conservative ideology and theology. So that's the reason why it's all this hell and all these hired guns coming out looking stupid as hell trying to testify against a man. It's just a sick country that we have. It's just sick. That's what's going on, man.
That's understandable. You know, same way they block Merrick Garland for the Obama Supreme Court nominee. You know, and it's just like I see it as I don't know. I mean, because this say Obama said, they say he's too moderate. If you understand what I'm saying, you know,
yeah.
As far as Merrick Garland, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And right. So. But my thing is, Pastor Dow, like, cause I remember I was watching the confirmation hearing. Louisiana Republic. I can't remember his name. Old white man. I can't remember his name. He's Republican from Louisiana. Do you know his name or you don't remember, Pastor Dow?
No, I don't know, brother. But go ahead and make your point,
okay.
So we can go ahead and move on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, he asked Brett Kavanaugh, have you ever done this accusation? Have you ever raped this woman? And he said, look in my eyes. Tell me if you ever raped this woman. Say, swear to God. And he said, I swear to God, I never raped this woman. So my thing is, you guys, out. When they say that, who God, what's God they talking about?
First of all,
you know,
the Bible teaches that we shouldn't even make any swearing or nothing like that by heaven or earth. And anything that is done in that venue right there, there's no such thing as a lie. It's all about strategy. People will say whatever they have to say, do whatever
right.
they have to do in order to get confirmed and all this other stuff. So, all right, my brother. Hey, I appreciate the conversation. I got to go ahead and get the rest of these calls.
All right, Pastor Dow, shalom, my brother.
All right, let's go to Arizona. Call number 480-480. This is Pastor Dow again on Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Arizona.
I'm actually in Louisville, Kentucky. I just never changed my number when I moved from Arizona.
Well, who am I speaking with?
So, my name is Charlotte. I'm new to the faith. And I have a question about guidance, actually. Whenever
okay.
you're a single woman, and you do not have any family like that is in that believes the truth, like the way that I feel like God is leading me. And so, who do you look to as a single woman for guidance?
Well, if you're following the ministry, we got pastors, we got elders, we have their wives that you can look to. You know what I mean? For guys, you have to be connecting and make yourself known so we'll know you because it's kind of hard, you know what I mean, assisting someone,
right.
helping someone when you don't even know them, if you understand what I mean. Were you at Louisville, Kentucky?
Yes, sir. I called last week, and they said there was a pastor in Somerset, Kentucky, and then one in Indianapolis, and someone's going to call me about maybe going to services or fellowship, and so I'm waiting for that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me take your number down right now. Well, you know, because we have literally, I'm sure you've been watching us online, right?
Yes, our brother Gene in Minnesota actually sent me a link to your on YouTube, and I started listening
we have
to
been
that.
Extremely busy because of the feast.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? It's not that nobody's ignoring you.
I don't think that at all.
Okay. But I'm going to do whatever I can. Let me write down Louisville, Kentucky. Sometime tomorrow you should be able to hear from someone, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We'll get you in contact with you, all right?
Thank you so much. Shabbat
Bless
shalom.
You. Shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom. That's beautiful. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Tyler. Call number 262-262 is Pastor Dow. You know, Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Tyler.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Bless you, son. How you doing?
Pretty good. I desire to reconcile with the ministry.
All right.
I know I have a lot to work on, and I've been still listening, even though I haven't been in fellowship for a while. The message you put forth still speaks to my heart.
Bro, Tyler, we are a very serious-minded people, and you're still young. You got a lot to learn, a whole lot to learn. And so that means that you got to learn how to humble yourself, because y'all resist the proud, and he gives grace unto the humble. How far are you from Kabir?
About 2.5-hour drive.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me take down your number right here, too. I'll have a talk with Kabir after Shabbat service, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let me hold on 1 second. Let me take this number down. But brother, yeah, you know we run a very disciplined, powerful, tight ship, and I'm sure you watched the services over this past feast, correct?
We went to we stayed at the what's it called? It's called Bigfoot Beach State Park in Lake Geneva, and there wasn't really a way to charge my phone to keep the service. We still stayed in tents during the feast, so I honestly need to rewatch the service, but we have before the feast.
All right. Yeah, because you got a family there, especially those children that love the ministry. They really, truly do. I remember your son. And your wife there, they're learning as well. But brother, you got to get more serious. But you got to get up under tutors and governors first, so you'll learn how to act and behave in the assembly of the Most High Yah. So I'll get them in contact with you, and they'll contact you sometime this week. Okay.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, Brother Tyler. Shabbat shalom. All right, Illinois, 779-779. This is Pastor Dow, you know, Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hi, shalom, Pastor Dow. My name is Sasha, and I was just actually trying to see if you can influence me and actually send some women my direction, some godly women, some righteous women, some women that can help me, because I've been trying to get more into the faith and getting more into the faith as a child of, you know, of this. I'm new at it, so I just need some more godly women. I'm not surrounded with enough, you know, women who can help me and help me with my obedience and how I'm supposed to act with my, you know, I have a husband. I'm married. I'm doing good, you know, trying to do good, but good is not always right in God's eyes, so I need obedience, guidance. I just need another woman, somebody that you could probably give her my number. We can connect so she can, you know, just be of influence to me so I can be,
how do you spell,
you know,
your name?
And grow. It's Sajda, S A J S and John, B as in David, A. I live in Illinois, Rockford, Illinois.
S A K what?
S A as in Apple, J as in John, D as in David A. So it's Sajda.
Oh, Sajda, okay.
Yes, Sajda. And I really just would like for somebody to get in contact with me because I don't live close to a tabernacle or anything like that. And I have me and my husband, we fellowship together, but outside of that, it'd be nice to have a woman to help me and to help guide me so I can, you know, grow better in my faith. That's all that I'm trying to do. And if you can connect me with somebody, oh, my God, it would be such a blessing.
That's one thing I wish there was a whole lot more of is wise sisters in the faith. I know mine are, but, hey, I understand.
Yeah.
We will put you in contact with someone, okay?
Definitely. I appreciate that, Pastor.
All right. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right, this is another international caller. Is that still you, Brother Ugly, on the line, or is this somebody else from international caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dal. This is Sister Isabella. I was calling in because Yael and Micaiah wanted to say hello to you.
Isabella, why is your number showing up 111?
I'm calling from the phone that I have, the new phone, it's the restricted number, and so I believe it's now, I guess that's why it came up that way.
Okay. All right. Anyway, good to hear from you, Isabella. Go ahead.
Hey, Pastor Dow.
Hey, how you doing?
And I know the wife and me and the Micaiah homie.
What?
We are waiting for you for dinner.
Okay, bless you. Put mom on the phone.
Give me the phone, okay? Okay. Well, I just wanted to call in because they wanted to call in and say hello. It's past their bedtime, but I let them stay up so they could say Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. That's nice. It's good to hear from you.
Okay, well, bless you, and we love you.
Bless you now. I'm going to go to where you live.
You want to go to where I live, huh?
Yeah, where all your people are.
Well, all the people are okay. All right, Isabella, you stay in touch, okay?
I will. Bless you.
Bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Okay, shalom.
Let's go to Michigan. Call number 616-616. 616-616. Pastor Dowell, you know, Sherry Jude Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Michigan.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. This is Sister Marissa.
Hey, Sister Marissa. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. How can I help you?
I was just hoping I could just share, I guess, my experience being on the land for the first time.
Sure you can. Go ahead. Say on.
Well, first of all, it was an honor to meet yourself and Mother Carol. Even though it was very brief, it was an honor to meet both of you. You know, one big memory that I had, and this might seem like something little, was when we had arrived, my tent, the rad broke when the brothers were putting it up. And so a couple hours went by, and, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And Elder Mitchell, who I had met for the first time, you know, came up to me and told me, hey, this is what's going on. You know, we'll make sure that you have a place, you know, a tent. We might have an extra one. And as I was walking away, I heard him call the Texas Brothers, the Texas Saints, and, you know, he was just telling them, hey, we have a sister here and with her two children, they need, you know, a tent, and she doesn't have a head, so it's our duty to make sure that she's taken care of and that she has, and that, you know, obviously not having my husband there, just to hear that from another man just gave me so much comfort and joy as a mother. Just to hear that and feel safe. And I'm just so thankful for that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Elder Mitchell was on it.
He was. So thank you, Elder Mitchell, if you are listening. It moved me very much.
Hallelujah.
Another big memory I had was being up at the Tabernacle on first day, the start of Tabernacles. And it was towards the end of the service, and we were all touching one another. And I touched my hand on a sister, and as soon as the sister behind me touched me, I just started weeping uncontrollably. And, you know, I just don't cry. No one really cries for no reason. And in my head, I just kept asking, what is this? What is this? But Yah was already revealing it to me. You know, the Spirit was moving on his people, and I could feel it, and that was just the only way it could come out. And it was just so much power and love in the Tabernacle, and I just think about that all the time, and I've never felt anything like that before.
It was quite an experience, wasn't it?
It definitely was. And, you know, coming home, it just didn't end. You know, coming home, my husband, you know, yeah, I was dealing with him as I was away. And, you know, he was just talking to me for hours about things, you know, that Yah revealed to him. And he told me, Yah's using you to bring me to the truth.
Isn't that something? That's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and, you know, I'm sure anyone, you know, any saints that might be, that have a spouse that might not be in the truth, you know, you can imagine just to hear your spouse say that to you, how much joy that brings, and, you know, just so much more motivates me even more to be obedient and, you know, just to, you know, just keep pursuing it. And it was an experience. I didn't want to leave. My oldest daughter, she talks about going back to Tennessee every day. So we enjoyed ourselves. I can't even say enjoyed. I just being out in the world now, everything that I see, just going grocery shopping, it's so much different because I just feel so disconnected.
Yeah, I understand.
So was all I had, Pastor.
Maintain the faith. Keep, make sure you watch all the services and everything. Stay connected, okay?
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to meet you. Bless you.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Sister Marissa. Last call tonight, Arizona, Sister Nikki. Call number 850-850. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor Dow. I was just calling in to make myself known to you. I called in to the sister a few months ago, and I've been fellowshipping with Sister Justice and Sister Rachel. I just wanted to make sure.
Hallelujah. Sister Justice is here.
Yes, sir, she is.
Well, I'm glad you make yourself
known. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You have a
bless
good
you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, the best way to grow in this thing, if you're serious-minded, I'm telling you right now, said it once, said it 1,000 times. Only those people that are ordained to eternal life will be drawn to the Straightway Truth Ministry because we're that serious. Well, we're going to call it tonight. I bless you all in the sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Be the Father's will. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Y'all have a wonderful, restful night. The King is coming.